Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Yoatsi.
And Louis, a.k.a. the baddest perra.
The baddest perra.
If you guys are watching, I want to show you a trick real quick.
What?
Give me that shit. Aquí por primera vez en vivo tenemos el cerebro de la baddest perra, Louis Castro.
Yeah, you can't even say it. Este pero. El cerebro.
El cerebro.
Wait.
¿Cerebro o cerebro? ¡Cerebro!
I know. Wait. Okay, now that sounds weird.
You it's said like cerebro. No está celebrando yeah. nada. It's cerebro.
It's like when you say a word repeatedly and then it just starts sounding weird.
Cerebro. Yeah, like when you say your name over and over, doesn't Sorry. That trip you out?
My name?
Yeah.
No, it's most, it really happens to me when it's like Spanish words that you keep saying them over and over and over and you're just like, what? I don't know how to explain it.
I get
it's
it. It's weird. But I've done that with my name. I'm like, Yoatsi. I'm like, Yoatsi. Yoatsi. Ah, holy ASMR.
I know. For today's episode, you guys, we are going to be recapping some of the conspiracies that we talked about in the last episode. Because it was cool. There were so many like responses from you guys. And we obviously love when you guys like comment and interact with what's happening. So going back and reading your guys' like comments and what you guys thought about our theories and stuff, I did see a lot of people were agreeing with the school one. So that one was
the school. Cool. Yeah.
But we did also want to talk about our dinner.
So today is Monday. We film penis on Mondays. But you guys are watching this live el jueves. It's on a Thursday. So later on today, tonight, we are going to be having our 100K dinner celebration with some of you guys.
And I'm nervous.
Me too, dude.
It's because like when you think about something, like it sounds so easy. But once you start putting things together and you start doing everything on the back end. And not only that, but this is like the first time we do something like this. So
yeah.
Getting a little nervous.
I'm nervous and excited. Excited because, like, congrats to us for pulling it off.
Yeah.
Because we pulled it off, bitch. We did it. And I also got triste because there was so many entries, you guys. And yeah. I wish I could have picked every single one of you. But I would have needed to get a whole football stadium for all of us to fit together.
No, yeah. But, I mean, it was cool seeing so many of y'all sign up. But that's like you said, it's like the other side where it's like sad because like we can only pick a handful of you guys.
Yeah.
So not too sad though, because we do like this is our first and we're also using it as like an experience.
You guys are our guinea pigs.
No, not our guinea pigs.
Trial and error.
It's like our first. I don't know how to fucking
our test. Our first test.
It's our first time doing it. And we're hoping that we can take notes on like what we can do better and obviously ask you guys who attend the dinner. But hopefully we can continue doing this as yes. we continue Pretty Not Smart. And then there will be more opportunities for you guys to join in.
Yeah.
So if you don't get chosen, please don't be discouraged.
Don't be discouraged because I think we said that every 100K we hit on YouTube, we should have a cute little dinner like this yeah. to celebrate. So, hey, start subscribing so we can have another one.
Nah, we don't.
Like, so no dinner.
I know, we only made it to 100K. We never go up.
Don't say that. We're going to make it to a million. A million. We are.
But, yeah, you guys. So, do you have the word of the century?
I do. This one's not good. They're always a good one.
What is it?
This one was from our homegirl, Mariela Mandujano, 6248. Thank you. Thank you, Mariela. And don't forget to keep commenting words that you want Louis to try and spell. She said, for next week, have Louis spell faucet, like a kitchen faucet.
Yeah, where do you guys find all these crazy ass words?
I know. They're like, Louis definitely going to fuck this one up.
Faucet. F-A-U. C-E-S-T.
Oh, you were so close.
Really?
Faucet.
Faucet.
Try again. Dude, you're off. Yeah.
O-U.
No, ay, pendejo.
Faucet.
You were good. F-A-U-C. You were good there. And then you fucked it up at the end.
E-T.
Perfect.
Oh, I put a fucking S
in there. It's all random. You're like, faucet.
For real, why did I add a freaking S in there? Faucet.
Es que ya te traumaron all the other words that you just want to add random shit. Like, random H's in there.
Every time I think I have a word correctly, I have to add some stupid letter in there.
Because you're like, it's not gonna, right.
Especially with like these like spelling bees. I know they're like tricky ones.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, I knew there's going to be something dumb in there.
All dumb and dumber. But you did a good job. You passed the test.
Thanks. So after our last conspiracy episode, which I'm really excited that you guys really enjoyed that episode. Mm-hmm. But a lot of shit happened after that episode that I was like, what a fucking coincidence.
What a fucking coincidence, right? Huh?
Like, literally.
I agree with that shit.
As it aired, like, because I rewatch our episodes and mm-hmm. I was just listening to it. And then shit just kept happening, like, throughout the day, and then people were noticing it. So I saw y'all tagging me in certain things. I saw some of y'all like DMing me about certain things.
Igual.
And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay, this is weird.
Weird.
So the one thing that I noticed, and I don't think we briefly talked about it. So you know how like in our last episode, we talked about like the bunkers that people were making and shit?
Uh-huh.
And how we were saying how like it reminds us of the movie, Leave the World Behind. Which, by the way, if you guys have not watched that movie, did we give like a little brief about? Yeah, we did, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
We gave a little brief about like what that movie's about. But in the movie, one of the things that happens is people's phones give out. Like, there is no more phones. Like, all connection with our cellular devices is like gone. Dead. And a lot of things that happen in that movie are happening like in our lifetime right now. So it's really scary. But the day that that episode aired, no, I think it was the day after. Yeah. No. It was the day that episode
aired.
It
was?
Yeah, it was, now that I remember, because it happened on Thursday. So my phone fucking gave out. Mm-hmm. But I didn't correlate it to anything like that because my phone is really fucked up. So if you guys are watching, you can... No, you probably can't see. But one of my cameras is completely fucked up. Like, the glass on it is, like, off. In the front, my phone is cracked. And my speakers don't fully work. Hell. And because my phone's, like, all fucking chingado, también la SIM card wasn't really working. So, like, throughout the last, like, fucking month or two, my SIM card keeps giving out on me. But all I have to do is that un buen chingadazo on my phone or like blow on it like and then put the SIM card back in and it's like fine.
Yeah.
But on fucking Thursday, it started like giving out pretty frequently. Like it give out and then it'd come back, give out, come back. And I was like, ugh. Y a mí me da una pinche flojera to like get a new phone.
Oh my
like,
God.
I hate getting a new phone because I hate transferring everything. I just hate dealing with all that fucking technology shit. I hate it. So I've been putting off like getting a new phone or at least getting a new SIM card, but even though I have to do both. So finally my card kept giving out and I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go to AT&T today so they can fucking fix it. So I avoid, and on my way there, it just completely gives out. My phone just says SOS.
Shit.
And I was like, and I don't mean to be like a fucking like that person, but my phone really is like my whole life.
Well, it's because you work off of there.
Yeah, so everything's on there. Like, as much as I hate technology, I do rely on my phone for everything. Like,
for everything. Even, like, the time, the date. Like, if I didn't have my phone, I would not know.
I don't even know what
day it is. I have a watch now, but it's the same shit. It's still technology. Yeah. I need, like, my phone or my watch to know what the fuck's going on.
Same. And then, like, me living alone, too. Like, I have no connection with anybody. Oh, and we were going to go celebrate my mom's dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
So when my phone gave out, I was like,
you had a whole mental breakdown, you guys.
Yes, and faltaba una hora before we had to go to the dinner. So I was like, bitch, I was like, okay, let me just go and like, I'll just buy a new little SIM card because that's like all I needed.
Yeah.
So I avoid, get a new SIM card. For some reason, the girl that was helping me out couldn't like activate it.
Uh-huh.
They were asking for all of my fucking information just to change that puta little tarjetita.
His fucking they social
asked
security.
For, they literally asked for my social security. They asked for like what day I was born, where I was born.
How many dick appointments you've had in the last 24 hours.
Literally made me answer all these security questions. And I was like, bitch. I was like, I don't even know half these fucking questions you're asking. Like, I was like, am I me? Like, I literally did not know the answer to. And all of this just to get into a fucking AT&T account.
Like, no mames.
I was like, not even my fucking bank asked me for this much fucking information. Eso no existía y valor. So I was like, so I was getting fucking annoyed. So basically she had me like, she quote unquote said I could do it at home on this app. So I go into my AT&T app at home. I couldn't fucking do it. I'm like stressed out. I called Yuatsi. I called Andrea, my mom. Crying. It's because the stupid app was asking me for, it was sending text to Yuatsi. It was sending text to Andrea. And I was like, what the fuck? Just to give me like the stupid code. So fucking annoying, but I basically couldn't fucking do it. So I call AT&T and I was like, oh, it's just in your fucking store. And you guys couldn't connect this stupid thing. I need it. And I need my fucking phone.
I need to work.
So somebody else answered the phone and they were like, oh, yeah, just come in. I can do it for you. And I was like, I was just fucking there. You guys told me you couldn't. I was like, can you do it over the phone? No, I have to get into your account. And I was like, oh, my fucking God. So there I go with my mom on her birthday night dinner. And we go to AT&T and I was like, great, I hope this doesn't take like 10 years. So I go there and the guy that helped me out literally set it up in like 2 minutes.
¿Y la otra qué?
No sé.
And she did your whole life story.
Yes. I was like, babe, I don't even know all these fucking questions.
Yes, you're in.
The guy didn't ask me for anything. Not a social, not like if I'm straight or gay. Like literally just fucking did it. And I was like, really? That's it? He's like, yeah. And I was like,
y'all look at the girl. You're like, oh, dang.
I was just pissed because I had to leave and come back and waste time and stress everybody out.
How annoying.
This guy literally just asked me for my phone number and put the fucking SIM card in there. And I was like, great. Thank you. But basically, what I thought happened was that because my phone's fucked up, that my SIM card just completely gave out and was like, okay, babe, like you really need a new one.
Yeah.
So after that, Alex said me a fucking TikTok that shows that a bunch of fucking people who had AT&T and some people who had Verizon, I think it was, or T-Mobile.
No, same. One oh, T-Mobile because they're the same thing.
Oh,
AT&T
yeah.
And T-Mobile.
A bunch of people who had AT&T and T-Mobile just had no fucking service.
That's
and I was
crazy.
Like, wait, what the fuck? So I go on the comment section, doops, and there's a bunch of people being like, I still don't have service. My phone still says SOS. And a bunch of people being like, why? What's happening? And I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, so it wasn't just me. But I mean,
but out of the whole family, it was nomás tú, huh? Because yeah. We all have AT&T.
And it was just me. So getting a new little like SIM card fixed it for me. Like even today though, I've gotten it a few times where it still says SOS, even though I have a new SIM card. Yeah, so but I won't have to like take it out anymore. I just have to like fucking put the airplane mode on and off. And then it'll come back.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess some people were still like struggling with that. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, what happened? So some people were saying that it had something to do with the fucking...
the satellite?
Something with a satellite. Something about the sun's like solar heat like burned it or I don't fucking know. So some people were saying that shit. But then I started seeing it on the news the next day. Even the news was talking about
it. It was serious then?
Yeah, because
tell me, because I don't know. I wasn't paying attention since it didn't happen to my phone. I didn't give a fuck about it.
You were like, sorry about it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care.
So I had briefly talked about it on my Snapchat, and that's where a bunch of people were like, oh, like that happened to me too. Like, what the heck? And I was like, oh, wait, Moon? I was like, I thought it was just me. So then on the news, I was at my parents' house. My parents always have the fucking news on.
Yeah, in the background.
Yeah, because I don't watch the news or anything, but I was like sitting down, and then I saw it on there. It was like a picture of like the U.S. and it was showing how a bunch of areas in the U.S. got affected and that the phone services just gave out. So they were saying that in the news, they even said that it had something to do with like the, what did you say it was
the
called?
The sun, the satellite.
No, the satellite. But then the reporter came on and was saying that some people speculate that it could have been like a cyber attack.
Stop. Yeah, that's freaking like, me out.
And that freaked me out because I feel like it was something that everybody was thinking, because even I was thinking, especially because I had watched that one movie, Leave the World Behind. And he was like, possibilities that it could have been like a cyber attack. He's like, it could have been like an attack for somebody who attacked like the lines to just get rid of connection for some reason or to test it out. Other people I did see were saying that it was the government's way, but allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah, we're pretty
smart. Allegedly. The title of this episode, allegedly. No, people were saying that it was like the government's way to test how like humans would react to like no service.
We all die.
But no, well, I was a fucking perfect example. I was like, yeah. I was pissed. He was on
chaos mode.
No, dude, like even asked my mom. My mom said that she was even scared to talk
to
him.
We were all scared to talk to him.
Because I was pissed when my phone was like not working and then I couldn't figure it. I was like literally frustrated. But yeah, the one of like the cyber attack like freaked me out because it did remind me of the movie. And I could definitely kind of like, it kind of just scared me of thinking of like how quickly they can turn on or off that button of like, oh, you guys all communicate through cell phones?
Bye. Sucks to suck.
Yeah.
That's like, scary. I have to talk on the computer and I'll communicate through Facebook.
Oh my God, when we used to do that. But even with Wi-Fi, it still wasn't working. And that's why it tripped me out.
Wait, shut up. Mm-hmm. Not even with your Wi-Fi?
Because me ha pasado before where like I don't have service or if I just fucking didn't pay my bill or whatever. And it just, I didn't have like signal. I could just use Wi-Fi.
Right.
But this stupid message would pop up and be like, you have been signed out of iCloud, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, mood? So then I'd be like, no, don't sign me out. So I'd put my password and shit. But I would still try to send text message and it wasn't letting me. So I fully was like, bang. Like I couldn't send a text message or a call. Because I tried calling my mom through FaceTime audio and it didn't let me. So then that's when I went to AT&T and I was like, my phone doesn't fucking work. Like, can you just fucking fix it?
Yeah.
But even the workers didn't know that was happening. Because the worker could have.
Everybody was not give it.
Yeah, because the workers could have easily just been like, oh, you know what? Like,
we're under cyber attack right now.
Yeah, I'll call. No, they could have just been like, oh, like, it's, something's going on right now. It's not working. But they were like, oh, that's weird. Here, we'll just fix it. And they fixed it.
I don't like that. So did the news say that for sure was a cyber attack?
No, or they said it was a, like, it could be a potential cyber
potential? Attack. ¿Y qué pasó con el sol?
Something about the sun's like heat waves or something. I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist.
They burned the satellite or what?
Something like that. And that's what affected it. But I don't know. That's kind of weird because it was only some phones. You know what I mean?
And why only AT&T?
Oh, yeah. And that was my other question. Why the fuck only AT&T?
Yeah. Because if it was definitely the sun, the rays of the sun or whatever the fuck. Because I know they extend and they go. If it was that, I feel like it definitely would have done more. Other cell phone thingies, not just AT&T.
I think, but there were some Verizon users too.
See?
But if you guys have any more information on that, I'm just going off of what I saw on TikTok
shop. Allegedly.
And what I saw on the news. But seeing it on the news definitely like...
makes it more real.
Yeah, or especially hearing the whole like...
The news got it from TikTok?
Okay, for real,
that's where they get their news from is TikTok.
Wouldn't doubt it. And then after that, I know we also talked about
the moon.
Oh yeah, the moon one too. I saw a lot of people in the comments saying like they definitely don't think we've been to the moon.
Pero no, did you see what happened in the news? And they were sending that one to us too.
Oh, I didn't get to watch it, but you guys were tagging us on something about the moon.
They all went to the moon.
Oh, recently?
Yes, like literally 2 days ago.
Really?
That was probably the first time. For real, no. But from what I saw, it was a machine that went up to the moon. It wasn't people. Right? Yeah, it was a machine. And I was like... pero por qué no pueden ir la gente? It was still the same thing, but people were like, you guys, sorry, but look, we did go to the moon, like, very recently. Like,
I just remember somebody tagging and being like, they're like, they had to release this after your guys' new episode.
I know, they were like, yeah. They're like, here you go, mensos. Pero it's the still same shit. Count. No fue ni una persona. It was the fucking machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we still haven't been to the fucking moon.
Exactly.
Allegedly. No, but
they send us a letter. They're like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, we have.
No, they send us pics. Up
there. Like, I'm there. We're like, yeah, we're all floating. Make us do an episode of Penis. I was gonna say,
our next episode, we're like, hey, guys.
We're all flying. We made it to the moon.
No, but the other one, we talked about earthquake dupes. There was another earthquake yesterday. Yeah.
Where?
Here. My mom said it was like a fucking 4 point something. She was like, I didn't feel that one.
Do you know what time? Around when or where?
I think she said que era tempranito. Yeah. She said it was early because I remember I was like, oh, I definitely was like asleep. I think she said it was like 8 or 9. And I was like.
Oh, I was dead.
But like 4 point something, those are strong. It's just because they last like a few seconds that we don't feel it. But. Those are strong earthies.
Como que ya se están pasando de verga, ¿no? Los earthquakes.
That's a lot of, that's like from what I've experienced, that's the most like consecutive back-to-back
Yeah.
Earthquakes I've ever witnessed.
But I hope you are right, Louie. Yeah. With what you said, that all these little ones are softening the big drop so that there won't be a big drop. There will just be little ones.
Yeah.
Like, you know, muchos peditos chiquitos instead of one big
pedo. I was going to do like a different like analogy or whatever. Yeah, but I mean, that's probably the best way. Like, if you have to fart, you're probably
like when you're at your boyfriend's house, right? You don't want to fart in front of him. Te lo sueltas bien quedito. Instead of one.
You shake up the whole world.
No, you push off your boyfriend. Babe.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
And I guess Yoasi got a little update from our homegirl Pascualita.
She texted me this morning.
How scared me?
No, bitch. So I get you guys love Pascualita, I'm assuming, because you guys always tag me and Louis in Pascualita news. Yeah. Like all over my TikTok. I'm like, hey, homegirl Pascualita. No, I guess there's a new video that I guess the people of Chihuahua, Mexico are petitioning, like, bring Pascualita back. Like, really? They're fucking pissed because she was there for such a long time and then she's just gone. So remember how I told you that she was like a big part of the culture and wives would purposely go to that bridal shop to buy the dresses because they felt like it got luck when they wore the dress that Pascualita wore. Uh-huh. So I guess she was like a symbol, a strong symbol in Chihuahua. Mm-hmm. So people are fucking pissed and there's like letters, they stick letters onto the... where she wasn't like, bring her back. Yeah. And yeah, that was my news. They're just fucking pissed and they want her back.
You know what that reminded me of, you guys? This one's...
House of Wax.
This one's crazy. No, not kidding. So, back in Watsonville 831.
Yeah.
We used to have a little... I don't know how you would describe it. Basically, there was this park where La Virgencita se apareció. And... yeah. Never talked about that, but I don't know why.
Go and jump in, Louis.
Just right now about you talking about like Pascualita and people getting pissed or whatever. So, ever since I was little, I don't remember.
Like we were mocosos.
Yeah, I don't remember when exactly, but there was this park in Watsonville called Pinto Lake Park. Love that park.
That park is a big part of our childhood.
And
Pinto Lake Park.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I guess. All the way in the back of the park is como un bosque, kind of.
It's like a very long dirt trail, but it's like a trail.
But it I don't think it was. There were trails there for people to go like on little hikes, but I think somebody went off the trail, if I remember correctly. They found a tree donde se había aparecido something that looked like La Virgencita. And it was just on the bark of the tree, and you could like perfectly see... like La Virgencita, like just how she is with like her would you say it's a cape?
Her veil.
Her veil. There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
Well,
with her veil.
Allegedly, sí se apareció ahí la Virgen. Se le apareció a alguien ahí. Mm-hmm. Like they saw La Virgencita y se apareció and her apparition was so strong que dejó una marca en el árbol.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like it was so strong that she left her imprint on that tree, on the bark of the tree.
And it was crazy because you could see it and it's not something like the actual bark of the tree like was the Virgencita. That wasn't like when people go and they put like their initials and carve it into the trunk. Like It was crazy. Yes. And I'm sure if you guys search up, like, or I'm sure we can
we'll post a picture
if we can find one.
Yeah.
But after that happened, they turned that whole area in Pinto Lake Park. Like, what would you call it? Like, un lugar donde iba la gente a rezarle a la Virgencita. They would leave candles. People would leave, like, pictures of family members who passed away.
Or, like, if they had a prayer, querían to pray for someone, they would leave it. But it just became this big, like, little sanctuary.
And even, like, the, I don't know if it was the city of Watsonville or the owners of Pinto, like, even made, like, benches. Like, it was this whole area for la Virgencita.
And people would go pray.
And I remember when we were younger, we would go a lot.
Yeah, to go see her.
Or just to go, like, rezar. But then as we got older, I still remember every time I would, because I love taking my dogs back there to go walk, or I love to go on hikes back there. So every time I'd go, like, the Persinavas, you would go see her. And after all of these years, you guys, she was still there, like, on that
piece of bark of the tree after so many years.
And as of a couple years ago, it actually burned down, and it was
The city of Watsonville chopped it off.
No, I don't remember.
I think they chopped it off,
but it was it did burn. The whole area burned down.
See?
Because a lot of people would leave candles. Again, allegedly, I don't remember specific of what happened, but a lot of people would leave, like, little candles, and I think from what I had heard is that one of the candles caught fire because of the wind, so the whole area caught on fire. And from what I remembered is that the even the trunk of the Virgencita was also caught on fire. And it was lost. But I don't know. Maybe they... I don't know. I don't think they cut it, because then people would have wanted to put it somewhere.
From what I remember, they cut it off because of all the candles that people were leaving. And they were saying, like, don't leave candles. But people weren't listening. So they ended up cutting it off, like, for safety reasons.
Oh, no. It was burned. I saw it.
Se quemó?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, shit.
Like, it wasn't that they, like, cut it off so that there wouldn't. No, like, I remember going and it was all burned down. Like,
oh, my God. Because
it was all blocked off and they closed the area so that people wouldn't go anymore. Like, the whole thing is, like, gone. Like, you can't.
Well, I went not too long ago. I want to say maybe, like, 2 years ago I went. Y ya no está la Virgencita. Like, it's gone.
Like, the tree's gone.
But people remember, so todavía dejan sus cosas.
Yeah, but it's not like how it used to be.
Yeah,
from what I remember, it's like on the floor and stuff now.
I don't remember.
Because I, like, a little bit after it burned down, people were still trying to leave things, like, on the floor. Yeah. But it wasn't like before where, like, the actual park had, like, an area for you to leave, like, candles and pictures. And there was, like, a box where people would go leave a lot of pictures of loved ones or, like, little prayers and stuff. But maybe we'll look into it and we'll see what really happened. But from what I remember, it burned down. I don't know if they took off. I don't know if the bark where the Virgencita was that burnt that man or if they chopped it off. But I do remember there was a fire and they took
it off. I'm actually going to go down to Watsonville in a few weeks. I'll probably go check it out and I'll do an interview.
Here I am live in Pinto Lake Park, Watsonville.
For Pretty Not Smart, reporting live.
We all turn into, like, a news. Everyone's like, you guys are going to get news from Pretty Not Smart. We're all reporting wrong.
I know. I'm gonna go, but I'll try to take pictures and stuff and post it on our story on our greater Samsung.
Yeah. Y también ahorita que me acordé, this was even after La Virgencita had appeared, but do you remember that house on Desapareció La Cruz?
You remember that too?
Yes.
Oh my God, dude, this was a big old thing in Watsonville.
It was even all over the news.
So I guess I was in high school, y en una casa on a window se apareció una cruz. And, like, the people from the house were like, yo, what the heck? And they were checking to see if there was lights around, if there was candles. No había nada. And the crazier part was that I went with my friends. Did you go?
Yeah, I went a couple of times.
I went to go see the apparition. And when you took a picture of the cruz, se aparecía el Sagrado Corazón.
Oh, I remember.
Dude, that's scary. Like, you would take a picture with your phone of the cross, and on the back, you can see, like, the image of the Sagrado Corazón. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's basically Jesus, and you could see the red heart that he's holding. It's like the Sacred Heart. And that picture would appear when you would take a picture with your phone.
So what?
It was crazy.
I remember that se apareció, and slowly the people, like, started telling like in La Casa, they started telling like the people in the neighborhood. Uh-huh. And then it just got bigger, and then people wanted to go and rezar because it's like a miracle.
Yeah.
So then it just became bigger and bigger. And then eventually the owners of the house ended up like leaving their yard open for anybody for who wanted to
come see it.
There was also benches, and then like the news went, and the news wanted to like see if it was like real or fake. And they were sorry, you guys.
Alex is all falling asleep.
I know. Everybody watching the podcast.
I know.
It's because we have Alex here to like help us with some stuff. And I look over and he's like,
Dude, he falls asleep everywhere.
If y'all remember, Yati had this thing where she would always show Alex sleeping.
I'm going to start doing that shit again so you guys could see how crazy it still happens. Are you pregnant, Louis?
No, why?
Because when people are pregnant, people around you fall asleep.
Hey, why me, not you?
Because I'm not pregnant.
Anyways. Yeah, so when the news went to the house, they were trying to see if they were using like a flashlight.
Or like a projector.
Or a projector, because the cruz, you guys, was so, what's the word? It was so like prominent.
No. Yeah, like you could just see a big ass cruz. Like and, it wasn't like.
And it was like light.
It was bright.
It was like a bright white cruz. Like it literally looked like if somebody grabbed like a flashlight and it had like the little imprint of a cruz and like was
putting it next to the window.
And it looked crazy. And, like, you could stand in front of it. Because if it was, like, a projector, like, a luz, you would be able to put a shadow over it. You mm-hmm. could not put a shadow over it.
And I believe, too, oh, I need to verify my pretty not smartness. But I remember that when there's a crazy apparition like that, mm-hmm. uno de los padres has to go and, like, verify it. Mm-hmm. And I guess the padre did verify. And he did say that it was an apparition. The padre was like, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that's crazy. But I'm going to do research and maybe we can come back next episode and talk about these things and confirm them.
Yeah, because what if it was all like a freaking facade?
Yeah. So if you guys are from Watsonville, 831 Fresaville, confirm with us down below if you know what the fuck we're talking about.
Or if y'all know more cheese, man, what if it was all fake? Nosotros acá
reportando en shit. I know. Oh, I'm going to go to the house and do another reporte.
And I think eventually it just disappeared.
Yeah,
like, out of nowhere, it just disappeared because eventually they're like, they stopped letting people in. They were just like, no, like, it's gone.
Mm-hmm, yeah, no
which is crazy. But like, I mean, I believe in the good and the bad. So seeing those things was definitely like crazy to me. And again, we'll try to find pictures and we'll post them on Pretty Not Smart Pod. If we find, I'm pretty sure there's, I remember.
I'm pretty sure there's pictures because it was this big old thing in Fresaville. Oh my God. Yeah. Speaking about Fresaville,
big old thing.
Watsonville. Shout out Watsonville. We love you. I actually found this account that I follow. It's called Spooky Files 831.
Oh, I think that's
somebody sent it to me. And I love watching their posts because they just do reports on Watsonville and areas around Watsonville, like Santa Cruz, Gilroy, Mount Madonna, anything that's around the 831. They do reports and they report on like haunted houses, haunted hotels, or other creepy things that happen. Just anything that's creepy and eerie and ghosts and even kidnaps and murders, they report on it. It's a cool page. So if you're from Watsonville, give them a follow. They're really cool.
Wow. I'm going to have to look into that
I'll
one.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
They have their profile pic is the Monillo from Pans of Labyrinth that was like this.
Oh, I remember that one.
That's their fucking profile. Scared off. It's so scary. If you guys have never watched that movie, watch it. Pans Labyrinth.
But to switch it up a little bit from what we were talking about, I had like a little conversation that I wanted to have with you. No, I had a little conversation because I really liked in our last episode that a lot of you guys were putting your input, your thoughts and prayers. No, just kidding. No, just like your input. You guys were like telling us what you guys thought. So I don't know. I kind of wanted to get your guys' insight and even yours because I don't know if you saw it. But it was on my TikTok shop for you page.
Okay.
So I was on TikTok and this, again, this has nothing to do with what we were just talking about, you guys. I just want y'all's, like, input or maybe to see where we're coming from.
Fuck you.
I was on TikTok and there was this girl at the gym who basically recorded another girl at the gym at the treadmill who had a BBL.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So she recorded her and was basically being like, why is she here? Like, first she just said these BBLs are getting out of hand. Yeah. But then after that, she ended up saying that, like, why is she there? Like, she basically doesn't belong at the gym. Like, that there's people at the gym who are actually working out for it. And that they don't need to be seeing that she's a distraction. And, like, all this shit just went full on like, get her, F her up. And at first when I saw her video, the original video, a lot of the comments were like, yeah, F her, like FBBL girlies, F them up. But then I was pleasantly surprised to see the amount of like backlash that she got. And yeah. I say pleasantly surprised because I see it a lot where people come for like people who have gotten surgery at the gym. Like I see it all the time. Like I almost feel, let me know if you feel otherwise, but I almost feel like people who get surgery are not like welcomed into,
I totally agree with that,
to the gym, no matter like what kind of surgery it is, like you really are like looked down upon.
Yeah, even if you're working fucking crazy hard, they're like basically they see us as like cheaters. Mm-hmm. Like you cheated to get that body while I'm over here hustling, you know, kind of like those vibes.
So when I saw the amount of people who were backing up the BBL girl, you know, it wasn't coming from, because I feel like other people could think it's like one-sided if it's like one person with surgery backing up another one with surgery. Uh-huh. But I was really happy to see like the amount of like just other gym people standing up and not just being like BBL, yeah, no, it wasn't like that, but it was just being like, bitch, at the end of the day they're at the gym for whatever it is because they want to better their health. It doesn't mean that she's not there to distract you, she's not there to distract anybody, she's there for whatever it may be, but mm-hmm. everybody has the right to go to the fucking gym and do what they want.
Yes.
And I guess the girl was down so bad and now she's just like swears, she's like unbothered, but like I was really happy to see like a lot of people stand up for
the BBL girly.
Yeah, because regardless of I don't know whatever the fuck she was doing in there, like you shouldn't be recording other judging. People at the gym, and two, like why are you bothered that much? And what really irked me was that so the girl that was recorded, like the BBL girl, she had her phone down. She was like turned around to like record her butt a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I guess you could be like, oh, like she's recording her butt. But when I was looking at the original girl's TikTok, she was doing the same thing at the gym. Like there's the videos of her, like, you know, after you're done with your workout, you have like your little pump. Who doesn't want to check themselves out?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So even before like I scrolled, the girl had like a video of her like checking herself out and then turned around and like shows her butt. But I'm like, the only difference is that you don't have surgery and she does, but you're doing the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And it obviously shows that she was obviously a little bothered for another reason, not just so much that the girl was there to quote unquote distract. Because I was like, you're doing the same thing.
I feel like it's honestly at the end of it, it's coraje and like jealousy. Mm-hmm. It's like mainly coraje because like she literally had no right to bug her. That girl's in her own world. Like I feel like overall when you're at the gym, you should mind your business. Like leave everybody on their own journey alone. Everybody's doing their own thing. Focus on yourself. Like that's why you're there, to better yourself.
Yeah.
Not to be like, what are you doing here? You look like who cares? You're there to like focus on you. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, the fact she must have had some kind of anger, coraje algo, to pull out her phone and like record her.
Yeah.
Like somebody that's like okay and confident with themselves wouldn't go out of their way to do that.
Yeah.
Like algo le estaba molestando to literally go and do all of that. For what, babes?
Yeah, I think just recording people at the gym in general is fucking weird.
It's like, annoying. Don't do, like, leave them alone.
But yeah, I was just gonna say, like, I don't know. I guess I wanted to like open the conversation up as to like why people get bothered with people with surgery at the gym.
Oh, look, también it reminded me. So I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been working my ass off at the gym. Mm-hmm. I've been like hustling. I got a personal trainer. Shout out to Juju. Mm-hmm. And I work like really, really hard. And I like to post pictures because it just makes me feel so good at myself. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of girlies that say that I motivate them.
Yeah.
So I like posting and stuff. But then there's those amargaditas on there. They're like, why do you post? Like, we all know you got a BBL. Like, that mm-hmm. body's fake. And I'm like, okay, bitch. But even when I had my BBL, my second BBL, I still was gaining weight that I was not happy with.
Yeah.
Like, I was gaining weight and I was open about that. I was like, fuck, dude. And to know that I have already lost as much weight as I have and I'm just getting muscle, like, that is such a big thing for me. But people think that because we got surgery, we have no right to ever put, like, step feet in the gym and say anything, like, good about our bodies. Because they're like, no, that shit's fake. Like, why are you lying to us? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, because, I mean, I could kind of see how people would get, like, bothered, like, you know, you paid for that. But at the same time, it's like, I think people forget. And even some people who, like, get surgery, I feel like, don't fully understand it, but like getting your surgery is not a permanent, like, your body's good to go. Mm-hmm. It's not at all.
Hell
like,
no.
Like Yati just said, we still gain weight, mm-hmm. just like everybody else. But the only difference is that our weight will go to different places and yes. crazy places where, you know, you do get, at least I can speak about myself, where I got a little bit more motivated than usual to go back to the gym after surgery because my weight was going to different parts of my body that I had never really gained weight in before. So I was like, yeah. But so it was like new and different for me. But that doesn't, like, for example, I can speak on myself where I go to the gym, but I'm not going to the gym and try to fool people into thinking that my butt is from the gym.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like that.
Exactly. And I feel like me and Louis are open about our surgeries. Mm-hmm. Like, we, you girlies know that we got BBL, so we're not yeah. like, I got my ass from the gym.
Yeah,
we never say that.
I will say, I mean, I get a lot of y'all, like, asking me for, like, my leg day workout. And not tweet my own fucking nalgas, but I do have pretty good legs.
He
like
does.
I will say, like, yes. I have pretty good legs and my legs aren't fucking surgically done.
Yeah, and that's like a big thing. Like, when, for example, me, I have my ass done right, but I want my thighs to match. You can't get implants on your thighs at all.
I imagine
can you?
You can. We all have implants.
No, bitch.
No, but like, when some people ask me for like my leg routine, like, or my butt routine, like, I do feel a little bit weird.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm just like, yeah, I can show you what I'm doing, but like, I don't know how much I would recommend it to you. Like, if it's legs, yeah, I'll give you some tips. But when uh-huh. it comes to people being like, your booty, I'm like, I don't know how much I would recommend, because I myself can't even tell you if my butt 100% looks the way it does because of
yeah
the gym or because of surgery.
Right.
One thing I will say is, the one thing I have noticed is my weight makes a huge difference in the way my butt looks.
Uh-huh.
Before I started like my fitness journey, because I mean, I've talked a little bit about it, and I think, I don't know, I'm not sure if I told you guys, but I lost 20 pounds Woo! When I started, and a lot of that was from my butt. Like, that's I know crazy. For a fact, from those 20 pounds, a lot of it was from my nalgas. And I could tell because
10 and 10 pounds.
No, I look at my body a lot. So I was able to, and I have like pictures and stuff. All right. I put some on Brittany's
mobile. Yeah, you want to see?
I know. No, but I can tell, obviously, like, my weight made a huge difference in the way like my butt is. But yeah, even like at the gym, I always just wonder. I mean, I don't try to put too much thought into it, but I always wonder how like other people in there like think of me. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's fucking obvious I have my butt done. But most of, I mean, I only work out legs and my butt once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I wonder if like people in here are probably like, why is he going to the gym? Like, he just got surgery. You know what I mean? But I mean, mm-hmm. I have other goals for what I want my body to look like and why I'm at the gym. And it's not just like physical goals. It's also just like for clarity and the way that I feel mentally. It helps me a lot. But
I feel like, honestly, Louis, I feel like, I know that you might think that you probably get judged more because you're a guy with a fat ass.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I say a lot.
But I feel like not really, because I feel like the biggest critics, I feel like, are always females. Females were just more criticonas, like that girl that had a post. I don't know. When it comes to bodies and like surgeries and stuff, girls have more of an opinion to say in that specific category than guys. Mm-hmm. Guys kind of, yeah, they're chismosos and they're annoying and they might say a comment or two, but for the most part, not really. So, or maybe that's just me because I think nicely, but like, if I were to see you at the gym with a big old fat ass, I'd be like, oh damn, he has a fucking fat ass. I wouldn't automatically be like, why the fuck is he here? Mm-hmm. But if I'm trying to think in an amargadita perspective, if I were to see a girl like with her big old ass, then I'd be like, why the fuck is she here? Even though I'm just thinking hater mentality, eh? That's not my mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like maybe a ti no, pero if it was a girl, I feel like maybe sí. Maybe like, what the fuck is she doing here with her fake ass, you know? Because así es como piensan las amargaditas.
Because I feel like when I'm at the gym, I can work anything out.
Uh-huh.
But every time I do legs or butt, I feel the most uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable because they look at you or what?
Just because of that thought of like, for exactly that video that I saw on TikTok of people, of that girl being like BBLs are getting out of hand or whatever. Like, it just makes me think of like, I feel like people look at me when I'm doing legs and being like, bitch, like, you got surgery. Why the fuck are you working out your legs? I don't know how to explain it.
I feel you. It's weird
because I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, you guys, what I have in my butt is fat. So, and I'm trying to
not silicone.
No, yeah, it's fat. So I'm trying to like get rid of that fat a little bit and, you know, turn a little bit more into muscle. But yeah, I don't know. I always feel like no matter what, like my quote unquote fitness will always be discredited because of my surgeries.
I agree. And I feel like that's another big reason why I want to get more fit. Because of the discreditation. I don't know if that's a word.
Discreditation.
But no, I 100% agree with you. Because I feel like I'm over here hustling and working my ass off. But then there's those people that are like, but for what? You got your ass done.
It's like you have to, you almost feel like you have to like overcompensate and do better to show like, no, I am taking this seriously. Yeah, I got surgery, but like.
I still have goals. Juicy thighs. Yeah. I want abs. I want a toned upper body. Like I have so many goals. Honestly. The last thing I work out in at the gym is my ass. Because you know how there's specific booty workouts? Yeah. I focus like very hard on my legs and right now my upper body because I really want to tone up my upper body.
And I was going to say that's like the beauty of it because like with me with, I mean, I was doing the gym even before I got my surgeries. But like the reality is the butt that I wanted was not going to be ever achievable with
the gym.
With the gym. Not saying that. Like, I'm just saying, like, with my vision, like, my fucking hip dips, like, everything that I had, like, I was not going to be able to, like, fix it with the gym. So now that I got, like, my booty done, I get to focus on everything else that, like, I enjoy working out on. Because it was a little bit of, like, a discouragement for me being like, oh, I know I want a fucking big ass and I want to get rid of my hip dips and all of this. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to, like, achieve that in the size that I wanted with no surgery. So that's why I ended up going the surgery route. But yeah, regardless of whether you have a BBL or you don't, or you have any surgeries, or you're just going to the gym to work on yourself, or whatever it may be, I just hope you find yourself comfortable going to the gym and you find a gym that you can feel comfortable with because I mean this conversation I feel like applies to not just people with fucking surgery, it applies to other people who are just starting their fitness journey, other people who it's like their first time going to the gym. Like I talked about it again a little bit on Snapchat and there was some girl had messaged me, she was like, hey, like, how do you like feel comfortable going to the gym or something? And then she wrote me a little bit that she was like overweight and that she gets a lot of stares and stuff at the gym and that she feels like she doesn't belong. So it kind of just, I feel like it's like an umbrella, like all of these things like fall under it. I think the one thing that helps me the most, because I mean, I'm not close to where I would like to be when it comes to like my fitness. The one thing that I would say is that everybody who's at that gym started somewhere. And that's like the best thing that I remind myself to keep myself like grounded and be like, okay, like I'm starting just the same way that that guy who has a big old muscles.
He started. Yeah. He wasn't born that way.
Yeah. Or like whatever it may be, just know that everybody started somewhere. And I mean, I've definitely had moments at the gym where like, I feel down or I'm like, I don't look the way that I want to, or like, I just feel like uncomfortable at the gym. But
yeah.
I think that thing helps, that reminding myself of that helps me out a lot. And I hope it helps y'all too, if you're feeling similar.
Yeah. And some little tips for my girly pops. I know this might be like annoying because I say this a lot. I've said it a lot, but you need to wear a cute ass fit to the gym.
Oh, yeah. That helps me a lot.
I feel like that helps me so much. Like, I get excited to pick my gym fit every day. So just any outfit that you think is cute, some cute little leggings, you know, the ones that have the little scrunch on the butt. If you think that's going to give you some confidence, do it. Just a cute little outfit. I've also seen some girlies that like wearing makeup to the gym. Like literally whatever makes you feel comfortable and just don't judge people. Like if you are more conservative and you don't wear makeup at the gym or you don't want to wear crop tops at the gym, that's you. But don't judge the other girly pops that do want to do it.
Yeah.
You
know, because everybody's there to reach a goal and
feel good, makes you feel
good
themselves.
About yourself. Yeah. Do it. But yeah, same thing too. Don't record people at the fucking gym.
Yeah. Don't fucking do it. Like, fucking weirdo. Unless you guys like mutually agree to do so.
Is it okay if I record you?
Like, no.
For real.
I actually had this girl come up to me at the gym the other day. We were, I was with my trainer at her facility, and we were doing like little lunges, and we both like took a little break coincidentally at the same time. And she looks at me, she's like, I don't mean to be weird, but do you have a BBL?
Somebody just straight up asked you that?
She was like, do you have a BBL?
What the fuck?
And then I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, I have two. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have two BBLs. She's like, oh my gosh, she's like, your butt looks so good, I wasn't sure if it was natural or if you had a BBL.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm going to be super straight out. And I was like, I got a BBL. She's like, but your ass looks really good. And I was like, thank you. I do come to the gym, though, because if I don't work out my butt, because I told her, and I was like, when I wasn't working out, my butt was like drooping. It was like falling down with BBLs because it's fat. It gets heavy.
And you get fucking
cellulite.
And it's like, I mean, everybody is like can get cellulite. But yeah. I feel like BBL cellulite, like it's crazy.
It's different because it's fat, you guys. It's gordo. So it's
so
like,
much.
It's literally, it's sag, like gravity wins. It sags, it pulls it down, and it just gets gross. And I feel like since I've been working out a lot, it's slowly like perking up again, and it's getting smaller but tighter.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy. And
you want a fee?
I post a pic too. We both post pictures of our ass this week.
Pretty and jiggy.
We changed the name. It's little butt cheeks on the side. But yeah, the girl, she was like, oh, thank you for being honest. And she was like, but you look really good overall. And I was like, thank you. And she was like, yeah, I just wanted to give you a compliment on your ass. And I was like, oh, thank you. So shout out to you, boo. You, that was very sweet of you.
I actually did have a girl once come up to me.
Yeah.
And asked me for my booty routine.
Oh,
but I told her the same thing. I was like, oh my god, I was like, thank you. I was like, but I got surgery. And they were like, wait, really? And I was like, yeah. But I think it was like one of those where I was like a little weirded out, not weirded out by her, but I was just like
you don't know what to say.
Yeah. Because I mean, I don't want them to think, because like, I mean, like we said, we're super, oh shit, we're super open. It's okay, we're super open about getting surgery. But then it's like when somebody like just, I had her like come up to me like, oh, like, well, first she complimented my piernas. I was like, oh, thank you. But then she complimented my butt. She's like, what's your workout routine? I was like, oh, I got surgery. And she's like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. I was like, but I mean, not my piernas though. And we just like laughed a little bit. But I was just like, it's where I tell you where I feel weird. Cause I'm like, I don't feel comfortable giving somebody like my booty routine because it's,
because you know it didn't come from the gym.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I could have helped it. I could have like helped it, but I would not say my butt is from the gym.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah. It definitely just perks it up. Because I have seen, and remember one time I was like, dude, your ass looks so perky.
Oh, see.
Like, I feel like your butt definitely perked. I feel like also like with mine, it's like losing weight and it's just like it just up and tight. Yeah, we're definitely posting butt pics. We have to.
No, yeah. I love me a good gym bumpy.
Yeah.
And also to the girlies who are going to the fucking gym and did that, I give you guys fucking props and I give you your flowers and everything. Because
when you have those muscular ass nalgas.
Yeah, I love a good muscular nalga, whether it's a guy's or a girl's. No, I really do. And I do give you guys props or whatever it is that you're
that shit is hard as fuck.
Yeah, it's very hard. So, yeah.
Shout out to you. You know how, like, mainly I want to say BBLs are mainly for, like, girlies, you know? Or the gays.
I'm just kidding. Bitch, she's like, not weirdos like you.
Or the gays. But, like, straight men don't really get surgeries to boost up their confidence body-wise. Sometimes they get pec surgeries and stuff. But there is this new surgery reporting from Pretty Not Smart Live that is high surgery.
Oh, I've seen
for
that.
The short kings that they get their knees done to get taller.
Yeah. You know what? And I've seen, it's like what you just said. I don't think it's that like straight guys don't get surgeries, because I do know some straight guys who do.
You saw name dropping them.
No, but I'm saying it's just not as like
common.
Like, no, I just don't think they feel comfortable enough to like either talk about it or actually do it. Like it's so more like their masculinity vibes.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
The height one is something. I feel like it's the one surgery.
Uh-huh.
That, and I feel like the hair transplant.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the only two that I see, feel like men actually doing.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like that's what, like insecurities for a lot of men.
Okay.
But the height one was crazy to me. Yeah. I'm not saying crazy as in like you're fucking stupid if you do it. No, I'm just saying like That's a crazy surgery.
If you guys haven't or didn't know about it, I feel like it's been very popularized, especially on TikTok. But it's basically guys get their knees done. It like moves some ligaments and it, they meten como tornillos.
Yeah.
And every couple of weeks or days, I'm not sure, they like twist the little mashika bobber to stretch you out a little bit.
Yeah.
But that surgery is so weird because you basically have to learn how to walk all over again.
And not only that, but just like the fact that they have to like keep stretching it so they get taller. Like, I'm just like, isn't that like a long, painful surgery?
Yeah, like, well, it takes months. It's not like overnight.
Maybe it's like braces where it's like it hurts, but it can be where you're like, ah! It's like it's putting something where it should be. And that's why I say
it should be because you're not supposed to be short. I'm just kidding.
I'm saying like, I don't know. I just can't imagine.
Like, quedito, like we said, the little peditos earlier, and little movements.
And from what I had heard, the most you could was like 3 feet, but I guess it's up to like...
Well, it was 3 centimeters.
How much is fucking 3 centimeters?
3 centimeters is like this much.
Ay,
like,
mi amor.
Un pitito.
Tanto for 3 centimeters. Just wear a heel. Call it a fucking day. But
it makes a difference for guys' confidence.
Three centimeters.
Yeah, but now...
Oh, 3 centimeters. That's like when you're 5'9", you'd go from 9 to...
Yes.
Oh, I said feet. Oh shit, they go from like 5'9" to like fucking 7'9".
Yes, no, centimeters. So instead of like 5'9", they'd be like 6'2".
Oh, yeah, okay, that's cute.
That makes a difference, right?
Yeah, I'm like way off.
No?
Oh, wait, not inches? We're both wrong.
We're both stupid.
Centimeters. Oh.
Oh.
So Alex was sharing because like he got him. Y'all knows.
Because he's doing research because he wants to get him.
No, he was just saying how it used to be 3 centimeters, but now it's up to 6 inches. 3 feet. That's what I said earlier. No, 6 inches. So I feel like that I could see being worth it.
Yeah.
But like centimeters, I would have been like, girl, that's probably going to be like a long, painful thing.
To have to like walk. But I feel like some men are just very insecure about their shortness so much that they are like, I'm going to fuck, I'm going to do it.
But what would y'all think? Because, like, personally, I'm very open-minded when it comes to surgery. Like, I love surgery. Just, I don't know. I love instant gratification.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, if a guy was insecure about their height and they could get the surgery to get taller, like, why the hell not?
Yeah, like, why the hell not? Like, if they want to, fucking do it, babe. And I'm sure they're going to make you happy.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, just with every other surgery, there'd be people capping on a guy if he got like high surgery. But I'm just like, bitch, if you have the money for it and you want to do it, why happy. The hell not?
And also, I know it's like really pricey. It's like in the 80K.
Oh, shit.
It's not like not a cheap that. Surgery that's like a BBL. No, bitch. This is like expensive
just
surgery.
Just go to Tijuana.
They'll probably do it for free.
Girl, they'll just like put like permanent tacon on you.
Like, dude.
Would you date a guy who would get height surgery?
Well, Alex is gonna get it, so
I'm forced to.
No, I feel like I would. Just like, you know, would guys date girls with BBLs?
Okay.
You know? Yeah. I mean some people are gonna be open minded, some people are gonna be close minded. But yeah, I feel like I can't really judge too much if I've gotten so much work done. I've got my chichis, my nalgas. I can't necessarily be like, no, guys with surgery, gross. No.
That's true. Yeah, I guess you would have to ask somebody with like no, because we can't be like biased. But that's why just this whole topic in general, why I wanted to bring it up, is like crazy to me because like just in general, the moment you tell somebody you got surgery, I feel like you're just so miscredited. So that's why like I wonder if like a girl would want to date a guy with like height surgery, because like I could see people coming for like BBL girlies, I could see people coming for like somebody who got high, but like even the one surgeries where I feel like you couldn't get shitted on, like you still get shitted on. Like,
but a guy with like, I was gonna say brain surgery.
Bitch.
A guy with height surgery, like if he had just met a girl, I really doubt the girl would be able to tell right away. You know, that's like something, like say a guy got his little 3 centimeters or 3 feet, the girl si lo conoce ya tall, she wouldn't know until later, like when he was like, oh, by the way, I got height surgery like a few years ago.
It would have to be like years later because you know you have to like learn how to walk and shit all over again.
Yeah, but comment down below if you guys would date somebody with height surgery.
Yeah, I would. I personally don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck either.
Yeah, but I was bringing up like the whole like.
What about pito surgery,
bitch?
No, like in all honesty,
that's not a thing.
I think it is. No.
Ew, no.
No, they can't make it bigger.
I don't know.
Or like. or like maybe there's like medication or there's something out there to increase the size.
I need to start passing around these medications.
What would you do if like a guy that you were like serious with ended up telling you like, oh, I take I don't know, this helped my penis grow or something?
I don't care.
It works fine.
You take more.
But it starts growing all crooked. It's like, ew, bitch. It's all a little circle.
Calls it to like a nail.
That's so gross.
No, yeah. I don't think there's. Yeah, I don't care about surgery. Do whatever you want. It doesn't bug me.
Okay.
But yeah, let us know your guys' thoughts, comments, and concerns down in the comment section below.
Hello, allegedly.
And remember, allegedly.
Allegedly, okay? We're pretty not smart.
Do not
quote
us.
It's gonna be pretty not smart, allegedly.
Whenever we're doing like conspiracy or something, it's just gonna be allegedly pretty not smart.
Allegedly.
We're gonna start the episode right away like that. Allegedly.
Welcome back to another episode of Allegedly Pretty Not Smart.
But yeah, you guys, let us know your comments, questions, concerns in the comments. And if you guys wanna see more. I mean, not just conspiracy, just more like, because, I mean, I feel like we don't really do this too much where we have, like, open conversations
about
and, like,
topics that are, what's the word?
Trendy or just around.
Yeah.
I liked it. Based off our last episode, I really liked hearing your guys' like,
thoughts.
Your thoughts and shit.
Yeah.
But, all right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye. We'll be right back.